This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. This show is about how to not only get more money out of the choices that you make in life, but more value. This week in How We Live Money, our personal economies and Washington's newest agenda. President Obama's State of the Union focused on the big picture of our wallets, from building jobs to closing the gender pay gap. But the biggest news was tied to the state of Americans' retirement savings.
Today, most workers don't have a pension. A Social Security check often isn't enough on its own. And while the stock market has doubled over the last 5 years, that doesn't help folks who don't have 401ks. That's why tomorrow I will direct the Treasury to create a new way for working Americans to start their own retirement savings. My IRA.
Here to discuss MyRA, how it's built, and what it means for you is Marketplace reporter Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nancy, welcome.
Hey, Carmen.
So, yeah, the reason for this season, I mean, the numbers in terms of Americans and their ability to save, they're pretty dismal, right?
Oh, Carmen, it's depressing. According to the White House, about half of all American workers don't even have access to an employer-sponsored retirement plan. But even of those who do, only one out of 10 workers actually contribute to an IRA voluntarily. So the president wants to do something about this.
So the president mentioned some really small amounts in terms of being able to start these accounts, hopefully encouraging folks who seem like they just don't have a lot of money to put into retirement. But the income cap on this plan is actually pretty high, right?
$191,000 a year, Carmen, which it seems like a lot. But if you live in a high cost city like New York and you've got a family of five with $191,000 a year, it really doesn't seem like that much money. And I think the Obama administration just wanted to make these plans available to as many people as possible.
Now, in terms of being appealing for savers, how is this being made appealing? Because it does seem, you know, he's throwing out numbers like, oh, just with $5 or $25. But there's aspects of this plan that are better than some of the other options you have out there.
Well, yeah, the fees for one, Carmen. As I was saying earlier, the big companies that sell these IRA products, yeah, they can charge a lot in the way of fees, and they also require a big down payment. The thing about the MyRA is you don't need a big down payment, and there are no fees. The other thing is you can withdraw your money before you retire without a penalty. With a traditional private sector IRA, if you withdraw before, 70 and a half, you have to pay a big penalty.
And there's no risk because there's no flexibility in terms of where this money is invested, correct?
That's right. I mean, they're going to be invested in U.S. government bonds. And so they are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. So it's a very safe investment. I guess the flip side of that is you're not going to have huge returns like we did on the stock market in 2013, but you're going to have a steady return and it's going to be very safe.
Yeah, and some folks are actually made to feel very nervous about investing in the market. So they feel like, I don't know how it works. I'm just not going to play. So maybe this safety feature can help. But there are some downsides to those limitations. For example, you know, I was surprised that this is not one of those opt-out programs versus opt-in.
Yeah, unfortunately, that would require legislation. That is something President Obama does want to do. The MyRA is something he can just do with an executive order. But the White House says every year President Obama has been in office, he has included an opt-out provision in his budget. And what I mean by that, and he's doing it this year for fiscal 2015 as well, what I mean by that is this year, he's proposing that every employer with more than 10 workers would have to offer retirement accounts for their workers, and the workers would be automatically enrolled. The money would automatically be taken out of their paycheck unless they opted out, unless they said, look, I don't want that money taken out. I don't want to participate in the plan.
Now, any buzz, though, in addition to this, on future, future changes to employer-sponsored retirement plans? Any more changes down the pipe?
Not that I see. I think that's something the Obama administration would like to tackle. But in his budget for fiscal 2015, he is just tackling the employers who don't offer any kind of retirement plan at all. He's saying, look, if you've got 10 or more workers, you're going to have to offer a plan. Now, Congress would have to approve that. That would require legislation. We'll see what the House and Senate do with that.
One step at a time, right, Nancy?
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
See Nancy Marshall-Genzer's latest on MyRA at MarketplaceMoney.org. Also, head over to there if you have questions about MyRA and how it can work. Click on Ask Carmen.